Okay, today we start Perek HaSocher HaSapoel, Daf Samech Beis Amid Aleph of Meseches Avodah Zarah. This Perek discusses Dinim of Yayin Nesech and Stam Yayin of a Goy, and once it mentions that, it discusses other Yisurei Hana'ah and some Dinim of Tevilas Kelim of a Goy and being Machshir Kelim of a Goy, so a lot of Leibedik topics. So the Gemara first explains, what's the din about payment that you get from Malacha that's done with Yayin Nesech? HaSocher HaSapoel, a non-Jew hires a Jewish worker, lasso simo b'yayin nesech, and his job is to do work with yayin nesech. So scharo aser, the payment you get for doing work with yayin nesech is going to be aser. Yayin nesech is aser bana. Scharo lasso simo malacha acheres, but if he hired you to do a different job, afal b'sharmer lihaver lichaves shel yayin nesech mimakom lamakom, even though he happens to say, hey, do me a favor, schlep for me the yayin nesech from this place to that place, scharo mutter, then he's allowed to get paid because he's really getting paid for a different job. When I had the shaila about can you be a delivery driver for Uber Eats, Rav Schachter mentioned this Mishnah. Hey, he's hiring you to bring the potato chips and the sodas and whatever else, and he says, oh yeah, by the way, also bring this basa b'challah, which is also b'hana, but the payment is going to be the same either way, so maybe you would say scharo muter. Hasocher sachamar, if someone hires a donkey from a Jew, lahavia leha yayin nesech, in order to transport yayin nesech on it, scharo as, the payment is going to be aser. But schara leishev aleha afal bishay niach uvichavim legigo aleha. But if you're really hiring it for the guy to take a ride on the donkey, and he happens to bring his kli full of yayin nesech on it as well, schara mutter, then you can get paid as the cab driver. My time is schara aser. Why is it that if a Jew is doing work with yayin nesech, he's not allowed to get payment for it? Ile mahal v'yayin nesech asba na schara nami aser. If you say that since yayin nesech itself is Asubana, that's why the schar that you get from Malacha that you do with Yayin Nesach is Asubana, because any sort of profit that you make from an Isser Hana is considered a Hana from the Isser. Well, Hare Arla, Kilea Kerem, Dasubana. What about Arla and Kilea Kerem, which are also Asubana? And nevertheless, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, in Meseches Kiddushin, Mecharan, Vikidesh, Bidmehen, Mukadeshes, that if you sell Arla or Kilea Kerem, and then you take that money that you got for selling it, and you're Makadish Nisha with it, she's Makadeshes. Apparently, it's not Asubana, because if you're Makadish Nisha with someone's Asubana, she would be Aina Makadeshes. So, apparently, this is not a problem for the money. Ella hol v'tofes es damav. Now, the reason is that the schar of the Yayin Nesach is Asubana, since by Yayin Nesach it's tofes es damav. If you sell Yayin Nesach, the money itself becomes Asubana. So, Kavel's Chav, like Avodah Zarah, which you sell, that also latches on to the money. So that's why when you get payment for that which you do with Yayin Nesach, that payment is going to be also bana. But by Orla and Kilea Kerem, it's not Tovsim Es Damim. It doesn't transfer over to the money. I frek the Gemara Vare Shvius to Tovsim Es Dameha. But what about Shmita, that someone who sells Perus Shvius, and the money becomes Kadosh with Kedusha Shvius, just like the Perus Utnan, and yet it says in the Mishnah, Imasech HaShviyas HaOmer LePoel, someone who says to a worker during the Shemitah year, Heilach Dinar Zeh, take this money, Lekot Li Bo Yerek Hayom, and pick for me a vegetable, a Shemitah fruit today, Scharo Aser, the Schar, that Dinar that the Poel received is going to be Aser. He's not allowed to keep it after Zman HaBiur, he has to destroy it, but the Zman of Biur of Shviyas, because the Lashon Lekot Li Bo sounds like he's getting the Dinar in exchange for the Yerakos. It's as if he says, pick a vegetable worth a dinar and sell me that vegetable for this dinar. So he sold you Yerakos of Shviyas for that dinar. So the dinar that he got in return for it has Kedusha Shviyas. But if he says, Lekot Li Yerek Hayom, if he just says, pick for me a Yerek of Shviyas today, and he doesn't say, Lekot Li Bo, who, pick for this dinar, then Scharo Mutter, then the dinar that he gets for it is going to be Mutter. It's not going to have Kedusha Shviyas, and he's allowed to keep it around even after this Zman Biur. Because that Lashon sounds like he's giving him the dinar for the work, not for the vegetable itself. So what you see in this Mishnah is, even though something is Tofes is Dam of Bishviyas, but the Schar of Malacha that you do with it does not become Aser. So why don't we say the same thing by Yayin Nesach? Yeah, if you sell Yayin Nesach, the money is going to be Aser. But the work that you do with Yayin Nesach and the payment for that work should not be Aser. So I'm Rabbi Avoh, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the Iser to be... to use the money that you get from malacha that you do with Yai Nesach, you're right, it's not an Ikar Adin, it's Knasu, Shekansu Chamim, Bechamarin, B'Yai Nesach, that was specifically a special Knas that Chamim made in the area of Yai Nesach. So the Gemara says, Yai Nesach Hadamarin, we see that we already gave the example of where they made such a din by Yai Nesach. Chamarin Maihi, but what are we referring to when we say that this is a Knas that they made by Chamarin, by donkey drivers? So what's that talking about? So Tanya, it's talking about the following brisa: Hachamarin, donkey drivers shayosim melacha per shvius. They were doing melacha with shmita produce. Scharan shvius. The money that they get paid is also as kedusha shvius. My scharan shvius. What do we mean? It has kedusha shvius. Ilem diavinu lehu schar mi per shvius. If it means we pay them with per shvius, how could that possibly be? Nimtze zep pore chavum per shvius. You're paying up your debts with per shvius. Vatara omra laachla. The Torah says, no, you can eat perushvius, but you are not allowed to do business with perushvius. Ve'ela de kadosh scharan b'kedusha shvius. What it means is, scharan shvius, it means that the money that they get takes on the status of kedusha shvius. But is that true? Umi kadosh? Does it become kadosh with kedusha shvius? Batanya, we have a mishnah, really, it's not a brisa, a mishnah in the 8th parak of Masech HaShvius, that a omer lepoel helech dinar zeh, a person says to a poel, here, take this dinar, ulkotli yerek hayom, and pick for me a vegetable today. Scharu mutter, the money is mutter, the money that he gets after is mutter, even after his man biur, because it doesn't have kedusha shvius. But if the balabai says to the poel, and he uses the word bo, then he's not allowed to have that dinar after this mana biur, because it takes on the status of kedusha shvius. So just like when he doesn't say the word bo, this schar does not become kadosh with kedusha shvius. But even though he got it from malacha that was done with peru shvius, so too the schar he get that the chamar gets from malacha that he does with peru shvius should not have the status of kedusha shvius. So Amar Abaye la olam yavinan le sachar miperu shvius. No, you know what it really meant? Really, the explanation is when we say schar and shvius, you're allowed to pay him with peru shvius. The kakashalach liachav la schara. You're not allowed to do business with peru shvius. You can't pay your chavos with peru shvius. The Balabayas gives to the Chamarim their schar from Shmita produce in a way that's mutter. How so? The Mishnah says in Maseches Maaser Sheni, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, that you got to bring to Yerushalayim and eat betara. Lo yomar adam lechavero. A person cannot say to his friend, ha'aleli peros halalu liyerushalayim lechalik. Bring these peros of Yerushalayim for me, these Maaser Sheni peros to Yerushalayim, in order to be mechalik, meaning in order to then be able to take some of them for yourself, and that you'll get paid by keeping some of the produce. Aval omer lo, but you're allowed to say ha'aleim la'uchlam l'shtosam. Bring these perus of Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and then we will together eat and drink from them together be Yerushalayim. So if you say in such a lashon, it's not aser, because it doesn't look like you're being parech chovo by Maaser Sheni. It looks like you're inviting him for a party together, and you're just asking him to bring the food. And it's as if each one is giving the other one a free gift. Not that there's a tit for tat, that there's an exchange over here. Everyone's just doing it for free out of the goodness of their heart. So that's what the brisa means. Hachamarin that were osin melacha b'peru shvius, scharan shvius, that it's mutter for the balabais to give the chamarin, the donkey drivers, their payment with peru shvius, as long as he says it in a way that's mutter, where he says, holichli perus elu kedeshen no chalmeyam yachtav. He says, yeah, and then we'll eat from them together. Rava amar liolam de kadosh b'kedusha shvius. Rava says, no, what it really means is that the payment that you get, that the donkey drivers get for transporting perus shvius, is going to become kadosh with kedusha shvius. Udekakashalach pawel. Aye, but we had the kasha by a pawel. We said the payment that he gets does not become kadosh with kedusha shvius. poel delo nafish egrei, where he doesn't have so much payment, lo kansu rabban. Rabban never saw fit to make a knas on him to make his payment kadosh with kedush shvius. But chamarin, donkey drivers, they charge through the roof. They get a lot of money. De nafish egrei hu kansu rabban buhu. So the rabban saw fit to make a knas. Umas nisin, and that which it says in our Mishnah that the poel that does malacha with yain nesach, that his schar is going to be yasur bana. Why did they make a knas? His schar is so small. Chumra di yain nesach shayini. The chumra of yain nesach is different. So two explanations of what it means that when a donkey driver transports peiros shvius, that peiros of that scharo shvius. Either it means that he can get paid with peiros of shvius by just joining in a meal together with the bailim, or it means that whatever money he gets paid, the Rabbanan made a knas, since he's getting paid so much that it should have kedusha shvius. And the Rabbanan made a similar knas when it comes to payment for working with Yayin Nesach. Not because it's so much, but because of the chumra of Yayin Nesach, that it too is going to have the status of Yayin Nesach. The payment that you get is going to have the status of Yayin Nesach. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem will continue on Samach Beis and Beis next time.